It's after midnight, and we're still here at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn as UVA just wrapped up an exciting game against Pitt. Chris, some of the fans on the way out were saying it was a little too close to call.
Yeah, and those were UVA fans, yeah. And that's what UVA fans would say. They look at a 12-point win and say it's too close. Pitt gave Virginia a shot. That's what you expect out of a team that had nothing to lose. Pitt, the number 14 seed coming into this tournament, upsets Georgia Tech on Tuesday in the first round. And down 11 at halftime, the Panthers cut the lead to two, about the 12-minute mark of this second half of this game. And it got a little sweaty there for a few minutes, but Virginia did what a team like Virginia should do, which is they took the best shot from Pitt and then responded. And the Panthers started the second half 7 of 11 from the field, but this Virginia team hanged its hat on the defensive end, and the Panthers went 4 for 14 down the stretch in the last 12 minutes of the game. And Kyle Guy with 20 points, London Perrantes 15, 13 in the second half. And so offense tonight, 75 points for the Cavs tonight. And a game that didn't quite play the way you would think if you're a Virginia fan. I'm quickly clicking on a stat here, 62 possession game. So actually a game that still played to the pace that Virginia would prefer to play. Pitt scoring 63 points, getting to the line an awful lot. This was a game that was interesting with the foul calls. Virginia called for 19 fouls. Pitt was 16, and Pitt was trying to foul late to get Virginia on the foul line as they were down.
And you said Virginia normally gets a lot less fouls per game.
Yeah,
right?
Virginia leads the ACC in fewest fouls per game called. So this was a game where hopefully the refs cut that other system tonight, right? A Pitt team that they do have a couple of guys who attack a lot, but there were some interesting calls. You could tell if obviously you're watching at home. That's why you're watching this right now. You could tell, I'm sure, on the ESPN or the Raycom broadcast that some of those calls in the second half got the crowd riled up, and this was a big UVA crowd. You know, the crowd was probably about two-thirds full for the game, the 9 o'clock, 9:40 something start.
Definitely a right? UVA crowd too. I mean,
that's
there was
saying.
A lot of noise
out here.
And this was, we've been here for a couple of days now, and definitely been sparse crowds, but we did have a big crowd out here tonight.
Very pro-UVA crowd. Scott German has been to ACC tournaments many times over the years. He's been with us here the last few years, too. The last game of a four-game day, and we'll have another one of those tomorrow, the last game of a four-game day is really tough. You know, fans who are here, even if you were here for the afternoon session, maybe even for the early game of the second session, you know, it's been a long day. You're thinking, hey, I've seen my team play. It's time to go home. And so a lot of fans who are here casually leave, and so that leaves the fans of the two teams largely to have the arena to themselves. Well, the place was still about two-thirds full. I was impressed. A lot of UVA fans obviously were here late, and you could tell, again, on the TV broadcast, I'm sure you could tell that there was a big UVA contingent. It was only going to be more so tomorrow. Now, tomorrow. We'll talk about
Scott,
tomorrow.
Scott points that out. More people will be here tomorrow, and that's definitely what tends to happen with these.
We'll talk about tomorrow, I guess, in a couple minutes. Let's wrap up the other win.
Well, I did want to mention, too,
the
lights are going out in the building, but they won't kick us out quite yet. You know, you mentioned that Virginia is known for defensive effort, offensive effort. You mentioned, of course, Kyle Guy, London Perrantes. You said Perrantes had to have a good game. He was due, and he delivered today. You know, we should also mention Ty Jerome, another awesome game from Ty Jerome. He definitely had, 11 points?
Yeah, 11 points.
And then Jack Salt, of all people, making two free throws when they were critical for UVA.
Well, yeah, that stretch where they were doing the hack-a-shack strategy, and they fouled Salt when Virginia was still in the 1-1, and he makes both free throws. That really made that strategy not work. At a time, was still around 4 minutes to go in the game, a 10-point game. You know, anything can happen at that stage. And Salt made that strategy backfire. He ends up with 4 points in the game. You mentioned Jerome, 11 points, 7 rebounds as well, and 4 assists for Ty Jerome. And he played 28 minutes tonight. Isaiah Wilkins got the start tonight for the first time in a couple of weeks. He's still dealing with the strep throat now. The strep throat's over, but he's still got to get his legs back under him. Didn't start the second half, played 23 minutes, 8 points, 8 rebounds, and he had a good second half, especially for the Cavs. But Kyle Guy was the story of this game. Eight of the first 10 points for Virginia, 11 points by halftime. And, you know, there was that time I mentioned that Pitt cut the lead to 46-44. And when that happened, now this arena got a little tight. You know, it felt like JPJ when a game gets tight, that Virginia had a big lead in. We've seen this Virginia team blow a couple of double-digit leads in games this season. Actually, three, I think, this season. And Guy made a three-pointer, and it wasn't in a wide-open three. It was kind of one of those running off-screen, a classic now for a freshman classic, Kyle Guy three, and really stemmed that run. Actually, that started what turned into the game-clinching run for Virginia, a 15-5 Virginia run that turned that two-point lead into a 12-point lead and got us a little bit of breathing room there. But Guy finishes with 20 points, 7 of 12 shooting, 4 of 6 from three-point range. The Cavs, 11 of 22 from three. Remember, during that four-game losing streak, now Virginia's won their last four, but during that four-game losing streak, the Cavs couldn't seem to throw it in the ocean. And now, you know, this is the fourth straight game where the Cavs are over 50% from three-point range. This is the Virginia team that played most of the season. That four-game stretch, a lot of folks thought maybe they got tired, maybe, you know, certain guys were playing too many minutes. And you know, what I said at that time was, hey, just the system's working. They're getting good shots. They're just missing shots. Sometimes it happens. Unfortunately for Virginia fans, it happened four straight times. But this team scored 75 tonight. And of course, for Virginia fans, tomorrow advancing to play Notre Dame in the 9-ish o'clock game.
9-ish, that's right. Considering tonight's game started about 9:47, I think was the tip-off.
Well, that's because Virginia Tech plays the way Virginia Tech plays. And that final score, 99-90, win over Wake Forest. Give credit to Wake Forest. They gave Virginia Tech a game. In fact, led 44-37 at halftime. And Virginia Tech shoots 60-plus percent in the second half, scores 62 points in the second half. And Virginia Tech finishes off a Wake Forest team that will be an NCAA tournament team. I don't think there's any question about that. I know there's – I'm saying there's no question about that. There's Wake Forest fans will have to sit on pins and needles until Selection Sunday because they finished their regular season / ACC tournament with a 19-13 record, 10-10 in ACC play. But their strength of schedule, their RPI, everything else suggests strongly that they're going to be an NCAA tournament team. And Tech gets the win against a team, again, that gave them their best shot tonight.
So Virginia Tech faces off against Florida State tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
No, Virginia Tech, yeah, I'm sorry. Virginia Tech faces Florida State. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And then, of course, Virginia will follow them again, like you said, versus Notre Dame. You know, you promised at the very beginning of the day that we'd have four close games, and I think definitely that delivered.
Yeah, the last game was the only double-digit game of the day. Virginia Tech won by 9 in a game that Wake Forest actually, give them credit. You know, Pitt came back early in the second half, made it a two-point game, and then Virginia pulled away late. You know, Wake Forest was down 12. I think it was about a minute and 10 to go, somewhere in that range. I wrote it in the recap. And actually cut it to 4 with 28, 29 seconds left. And then Tech made one of two free throws. So it was 5 points. Wake had the ball and missed a three-pointer. So, I mean, Wake hung around in that game. But Virginia Tech's got Florida State. They only played once this season. Florida State won that game, I believe, was a 15-point win in Tallahassee early January. So a long time ago, 2 months ago, almost probably a little bit more than 2 months ago, when those two teams played their one game this season, again, on the road in Tallahassee. So got to factor that in. Virginia played at Notre Dame and won on the road. One of those rare road wins in the ACC. Of course, Virginia had 5 road wins in the ACC this year, so it wasn't rare for them. But Virginia won at Notre Dame by 17 back when Notre Dame was going through. Everybody this year in the ACC's had a rough patch. Notre Dame finished the regular season with a 12-6 record in the ACC, but they had a four-game losing streak themselves back middle of the ACC season. And Virginia actually, started that stretch, or maybe it was the second loss in that stretch, but certainly a very significant loss when Virginia won at Notre Dame by 17. And so if you have muscle memory, Virginia's got good muscle memory going into the game with Notre Dame tomorrow. And, of course, Notre Dame has the advantage of not having played yet in this ACC tournament, as Florida State will have the advantage with Virginia Tech not having played yet. That Florida State-Virginia Tech game back in January played atypical for the way Florida State plays. Their style is a little more reminiscent. They're not as good defensively as Virginia because no one in the country is as good defensively as Virginia. Virginia is number one in the country both in terms of scoring defense and also adjusted efficiency defensively. But Florida State, they hang their hats on defense too. And I think the final score of that game was 93-78. So that's a pace that suggested that Tech established pace in that game, and Florida State beat them at Tech's game that night. Tech's playing a lot better now. So I don't know if Florida State wants to run and gun with Virginia Tech tomorrow night. I think that, you know, Leonard Hamilton would prefer to see his team control tempo and make that a low-scoring affair, whereas Buzz Williams wants to push buttons and get his team, you know, in the lane, getting to the foul line early and often, and seeing if he can push the tempo and get that, you know, get the score up. So clash of styles in that game. Virginia, Notre Dame, both those teams like to play a more controlled pace, even though Notre Dame's, you know, they play the game very differently. Notre Dame's a team that tries to penetrate and dish for threes, which on paper works against Virginia, the pack line defense. It didn't work in South Bend this year earlier. And Virginia's had a good run of success in recent years against Notre Dame and Mike Bray. And they've had some good teams, obviously, the last few years. But Virginia has had success and had success earlier this year as well.
All right, so my first time at the ACC tournament, Chris, and looks like tomorrow is going to be a great day of basketball.
Yeah, I've been selling Crystal here. We're well after midnight. I've been selling Crystal on how tomorrow will be the most interesting day of basketball she'll ever witness, probably ever in her life in person. We'll see four games tomorrow involving eight teams that are guaranteed NCAA tournament teams. There's probably at least one, maybe two, maybe three Final Four teams that will be playing in this gym tomorrow. We're going to see North Carolina play Miami in the opener at 12 o'clock. North Carolina is a team that a lot of folks think is a number one seed going into the NCAA tournament. Now, they can't lose tomorrow and be a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. So, but that matchup involves two teams. Miami played once against Carolina this year and won by 17 at home back in early January. So there's that going on. And then we got Duke and Louisville in what will be like Ali Frazier, pretty much a heavyweight fight in the 2:30-ish game between two teams, the 4 and 5 seeds. That's going to just be hellacious in terms of a basketball game. You got two legendary coaches, Rick Pitino, Coach K, and two teams that are loaded for bear. And then the nightcaps again. We've already talked about Florida State, Virginia Tech, and Virginia Notre Dame. You know, I think that you know, you're looking at Notre Dame and Virginia were both Elite Eight teams last year. Carolina was in the national championship game. Syracuse didn't even make it. They were a Final Four team last year. They didn't even make it this far. That's how good this ACC is this year. Two teams that lost today are NCAA tournament teams, in my opinion, Syracuse and Wake Forest, and they're not even playing tomorrow. That's how good tomorrow is going to be. So we've got to get some rest somehow because it's less than 12 hours from now when we'll be back in here watching I'm not one for hyperbole. I'm one who will tell you what it is tomorrow. And I've been to a lot of these tournaments, ACC tournaments, over the years. Tomorrow's, at least on paper, is going to be the most interesting ACC tournament quarterfinal Thursday that I think I'll ever see.
All right. Well, a lot of people would love to see Virginia and Virginia Tech come out as winners and then face off against each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that is a distinct possibility.
That is a possibility. So I want to thank you, Chris, for all your insight about today's games as well as looking ahead to tomorrow. I also need to do my job and thank our sponsors who brought us here today. AFP's coverage of the 2017 ACC tournament is presented by the Cottages at Orca's Landing. Enjoy island life and abundant sunshine any time of the year in Washington State. Reservations and information is online at thecottagesatorcaslanding.com. Our coverage is also sponsored in part by Dragonfly Beach, 340 Clothing, and Awesome Wrestling Entertainment. Links to all of those are available on our Facebook page as well as our website. So live from Brooklyn, we're signing off. We'll see you again tomorrow. There's a yawn there. We'll see you tomorrow starting at noon as Miami faces North Carolina. See you tomorrow. Good night.